the European Central Bank to the rescue.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. In the next hour, the European Central Bank will announce whether or not it is going to cut interest rates or if it's got any other plans to boost Europe's struggling economies. If it does, the ECB would be following the lead of the Federal Reserve here in the U.S., which said yesterday it's going to keep up and possibly increase its aggressive monetary stimulus program. From the Marketplace European Desk, Stephen Beard reports.
The case for an interest rate cut in Europe has grown stronger by the day. The Eurozone economy is crying out for stimulus. Even German manufacturing is shrinking. The Purchase Managers Index out today showed further falls in Germany as well as France, Italy and Spain. But the ECB has much less leverage than the Fed. It cannot print money because of German objections. And when it cuts interest rates, it may not help the countries that need it most. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
It's very, very hard to make an interest rate cut at the ECB level effective at the level of, say, Greece or Cyprus or Spain, because you have to do it through the banks.
And many of those banks are in trouble and don't want to lend any more money. Cutting interest rates at times like this has been called as futile as pushing on a string. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, former CIA Director David Petraeus is reportedly in talks for a job at the private equity firm Kohlberg Kravis Roberts, or KKR. Petraeus had to step down from his CIA job because of an extramarital affair, but just like other top military officers before him, he could be headed for a lucrative corporate post. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Spider Marks retired as an Army Brigadier General. Jobs since then include running a company that provided translators in Iraq and founding a consulting firm. He hasn't spoken with Petraeus recently, but wouldn't be surprised to see him at KKR.
He's an incredibly bright, talented guy. KKR doesn't care about his extramarital dalliances. They care about picking his brain and figuring out what market spots to invest in and get a niche over competitors.
Generals and admirals do CEO-sized jobs, but the military pays them like junior execs. In corporate America, they can earn much more. John Batiste commanded army troops in Iraq as a major general. Now he's CEO of Klein Steel and Buffalo Armory in upstate New York.
What you get is a very experienced person with 30 or more years of leading large, complex organizations.
And for companies after large government contracts, hiring a top officer with the right connections gives them the inside track on deals that can run into the billions. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, down 0.7% in Tokyo, up 0.2% right now in Frankfurt. The Swiss commodities trading giant Glencore said today it has completed its merger with the mining company Xstrata. The combined company will be worth about $76 billion. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 138 points to close at 14,700.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Well, you might think of ants as an annoyance when you see them in the kitchen, but they're actually very sophisticated workers. And a new study out of Switzerland finds the corporate structure of carpenter ants has some similarities to our own. For more, we're joined by May Barenbaum, who heads the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, so what do you make of this idea that an ant colony is sort of like a corporation?
Well, this is an observation that people have made for some time. Ants and other social insects face similar challenges to the challenges we face as social animals, and that's coordinating the activities of a large number of individuals to work more efficiently towards some common collective good.
And one of the interesting things here is that they don't necessarily have the same jobs their whole lives.
Right. Ants and bees and a few others are interesting in that they divide up the labor according to age. So in the case of this study, the very youngest ants, for the most part, tend to take care of the queen and the young. Then they move into a role as sort of custodians and cleaners. And the oldest, most experienced individuals go out into the world and forage, look for resources.
Is there a way to jump the ladder to get a promotion, if you will, without just getting older?
Some of the ants actually skip the cleaner position and transition directly from nurse to forager. But the thing about this that may be different from human corporations is that you can't blame nepotism because they're all related to each other.
And I assume the queen is the CEO of the ants?
The queen isn't exactly a CEO. She's sort of the only one with a dead-end job in that it's all she does is lay eggs.
Do you think that there's anything that we humans can learn from the way that ants divvy up their labor and organize their corporate structure?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're already learning how ants manage to communicate so efficiently without losing time running through some sort of central coordinating facility. They don't talk the way we do. There's no ant email, per se. they use chemical signals. They use tactile signals. And they tend to make decisions based on local information, which then can move throughout the colony.
Do they ever retire? Do the ants ever retire when they get bored of work after all those days?
Oh, I don't know. Ant retirement is not pretty. Let's just say that in many social insect colonies, there's one specialized task, which is corpse removal.
May Barenbaum, head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And finally, office workers in the UK have voted for the most annoying corporate jargon, and the winner is thinking outside the box, followed by going forward and then let's touch base. I would add let's circle back. I don't like that one very much. Send us your favorites right now at the APM Marketplace Facebook page. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.